another Marketing Monday. Hope you guys have had a great week. This is a very quick podcast episode. I was talking to a guy in the space. You guys know who he is. He's legit when it comes to running ads for basketball trainers. The best when it comes to running ads for basketball trainers. And I'm connecting him to every basketball trainer who wants to do an online program because he gets results. This simple as. And we just had a conversation with him on how to improve Hoops Institute and the playbook. And he really just fired me up to get back to the math. And so much of marketing to me is the math piece. It's a combination of the creative and of the actual math, the art and the math and the art. And I think they both work together. I kind of lean more towards the math, but I'm starting to see, you know, the more times than not, the creative is much more important because the creative is what helps you get to the ideal math. And what he's done is what I'm trying to do with you is, yes, it's Marketing Monday, but let's also use the math to help us understand what creative people care about, what creative is actually working, and not be so subjective towards what somebody should like, which I was doing for the last 3 months, 4 months in terms of the software. And the only way to understand it is to keep testing and then keep looking at the numbers. And when I talk about numbers, I usually talk about profit and loss statements. How, what percentage of your rent was this month? What percentage of your contractors, or what percentage of whatever it is, to see where your expenses are, how many more clients you have this week than you had last week. And that stuff is important. But now when it comes to advertising, we're looking at, specifically for the software, cost per trial. How much does it cost to get somebody on this trial? And, you know, we were looking at different objectives. You know, when you start running ads, the objective matters. Like, you shouldn't use a video view ad if your goal is to get people signed up and make a payment for basketball training. And you can use it as a part of the process, but, you know, sometime down the road, you're going to have to convert them into a conversion ad. And it's a arduous process. Like, it really is. It takes a lot. We've got some information on that inside the locker room, but it's super detailed. And what we're trying to find out right now is, hey, what's the cost for a lead and what's the cost for a trial? When you find that stuff out, you can do the backwards math and say, I need to pay this much money in ads to get this many trials. And of course, it always changes and we have to keep testing. But to be honest, on the basketball training side, we've gotten that. We're confident on that when we've seen the results. For the basketball trainers, we have not seen that yet, and I've been timid to throw much more ad spend on it until we get those firm metrics, which we will pretty soon. I'm talking techno babble right now, but I guess the most important part is this. Just anything, like being curious about this stuff and figuring out really, really important metrics, like how much is it costing to get a lead, to get somebody who's interested. How much is it costing to close somebody? How much, whatever the math is, and using the math to help with the marketing. And I know that we can get much deeper than this, but, you know, that's where I am right now. That's where my focus is with the software. Haven't really done it for the skills clinics or any of things of that nature. But you can get too nuanced with this stuff and make it harder than what it may need to be. But whatever helps get results, I'm all for. So all that being said, I hope you guys start to look into the math behind the marketing and use that to help you with creating creatives, content, stuff that is actually converting. So hopefully that helps you guys out, and have a great day. Talk to you later.